What's poppin', my beautiful kings and queens? Welcome back to another episode. If this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Journey to Self, and I am your host, Kennedy. Here we heal, we grow, we hold ourselves accountable, and we uncover the greatest versions of ourselves through doing so. So strap your seatbelt in. Let's get to it. Today's title is Your Body is a Temple. All right, y'all, one of the things that I love about yielding to the Holy Spirit and yielding to God and His will for my life and just operating in my purpose and gift is that nothing feels forced. And truly, when it's in God's timing and it aligns with His will for your life and His desire for your life, there is a sense of ease to it. Not always, but for me, things just flow more naturally and effortlessly when I remove my hand off of it and I get out of His way in a sense, and I just yield to His direction and His instructions. And so that's kind of how I operate when I am brainstorming these episodes and I'm thinking about things to discuss. If you've been here for a while, you know I try to stay as far away from trending topics, quote unquote, as much as possible. That's not why we're here. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to listen to this while you're in the gym. I want you to listen to this when you get up in the morning. I want you to listen to this intentionally. Maybe you just need some motivation for the day, but listen and your mind be renewed, or you take something from the episode and you challenge yourself for that day, for that week, for that month, right? It's not here to, you know, kind of just feel and satisfy that kind of gossip bone or that messy bone, you know, that messy gap, that messy space, that no. And so with that being said, when I was thinking about today's episode, it came practically instantly, y'all. I think I was in the shower. And I was like, okay, God, what do I need to let the ladies know now? Because, you know, for the month of May, we're coming to a close, which is very sad. But I think that so far what I have chosen to, you know, bring forth to you guys and discuss as far as queendom has been very insightful. And y'all can let me know how you felt about it. But to me, it's been very insightful. And I've taken my own advice and have been implementing certain just practices, just so that I'm practicing what I preach, you know? And so I knew that this one would be a bit of a challenge, but just listen with the intent, and just with an open mind. I just want to preface with that. Let me preface, ladies and men, if you're listening, but mainly this is geared towards my ladies. I did not come on here to tell you what you can and cannot do with your body, okay? We have enough of that going around, and we have enough podcasts, to be honest, going around in this world already. The message is plain and simple. You are priceless, yet still bought with a purpose. And you were bought with a price to bring glory to God, to honor Him, to honor your husband, to honor your children. We were created to be beautiful beings, but not to place our entire worth, our entire existence, our entire purpose on that fact alone. There's nothing to me more beautiful than a woman who is beautiful, yes, externally, but internally also strong. She's spiritually grounded. She's mentally strong and empowered. You know what I mean? She knows her worth inside and out. She's guarded. She guards her heart. She doesn't allow everyone to have access to her, right? And I've talked about this in the past, but like, we're going to have to let down our walls and build up gates. And with these gates, start, I don't want to say demanding, but requiring that someone meet the standard that you have for yourself, and in meeting that standard, they are then given that access code and granted entry and access and entry into your life. And little by little, open up and revealing different layers of who you are. But we cannot let anyone just come and go as they please, not with our bodies, not with our mind. We're too precious, too valuable, not just in the world, but in the kingdom of God. And we got to start acting like it. So I believe that true beauty comes from knowing who we are in Christ. I think that when I learned for me, not only who, but whose I was, my life was forever changed because there was a shift in my posture and the way I walked into a room. I gained, like I like to call it, confidence. There was just a shift in my walk and my talk, a shift in knowing, in a sense that I'm untouchable. I am covered. There is this hedge of protection upon me. I am his daughter. I am, you know, a kingdom's kid. I'm a queen. I'm a light on a hill. I'm fearfully, wonderfully made and created beautifully in his image and his likeness. Like, even in my flaws, there's beauty. Like, God knows who I am. And in every fiber of my being, like, he was very strategic in the entire process. Why I keep getting tripped up, y'all? The entire process of my creation and the forming of me in my mother's womb, he took part in all of that. And so in us knowing that, there's just a certain level of just this posture of, you gotta come correct. You know what I mean? If you so ever decide to approach, to present yourself, you have to meet a certain criteria or access denied. That's not to say that you might not still get to know people. You might not still be open to just conversation. But again, there's just a certain things that they just will not be granted access to as it pertains to you because of this knowledge and this understanding of self-worth, of the importance of your body being a temple. And I think we sometimes forget who and what we were designed for, ladies. We are literally vessels through which life is formed and created and birthed into this world. The same body that produces nutrients that then fuel and nourish the very life that it created. A body holds a sacred space for intimacy for our husbands. Into me see. I'm sure y'all heard that. Body that loves on and comforts her families in times of need, endures monthly pain, heals from past trauma and hurt where there are moments and instances where she felt like she lost ownership over that body. As women, our bodies have been with us throughout just from the beginning, throughout so many changes. And so long story short, we have to extend grace upon ourselves as we bear witness to the many transitional seasons of our bodies. I think we live in a world where we're constantly being persuaded and chastised to equate our worth, our value, our attractiveness, our beauty, internally, externally, to the image and the shape and the structure of our exterior. It's like this emphasis and this push for us to exploit ourselves, to overcompensate, to think that, okay, well, I have to wear this to get his attention, or I have to wear this if I want to get a man, or I have to go out here and I have to act like this if I want to attract, you know, a man. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'm about to challenge you right now. Do me a favor. Go and find a full body mirror in your house. And I'm going to do this later too. And I want you to stand in front of that mirror and I want you to look into it. I want you to start at the crown of your head and work your way down to the soles of your feet. That sounded real sanctified. And I want you to start saying positive affirmations to each part of you that you pass. And I want you to repeat this daily throughout the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the year. And to think. Because there is a woman somewhere unable to walk, unable to give life. Yet here you remain having done so maybe more than once. Maybe you do have children. Or maybe you do have, God has granted you the movement, the ability to function, your body to function, your limbs to function. Give him thanks right here in this moment. Honor yourselves, give yourselves grace right where you are is enough. And I think that as women, we have to remind ourselves that. And it's hard because there's so many things that are polluting our minds and saying otherwise. Saying that I have to be this size and this shape to be loved. Saying I have to wear my hair like this. Saying I have to put on this makeup. And especially within our community, Black women, ladies, lashes, nails, weave, you know. And that's not to say any of that is wrong, because I believe that ties into our culture. And I love that about being Black. That's something that I cherish. But I do think that we have to an extent, understand that we cannot use it as a sense of self-worth. We cannot equate our worth to these things. We cannot dress ourselves up so much that we forget that I was beautiful before I was even done being formed in my mother's womb. Like, God saw me beautiful then, which means how much more does he see beauty in me now, having evolved, having grown, having changed? Think on that. Think on that. We need to love ourselves more right where we are, especially my ladies that have given birth, have beautiful children. You have produced life. Your body is going to change. And I saw something. I forget. It was just a clip from some gentleman speaking. And he was just like, you know, okay, ladies, but don't let yourselves go or whatever. And I was just like, I'm not even going to speak. I'm just going to say this. Keep doing you, boo. Keep doing you. I'm in no way, shape, form saying or suggesting that we should, as women, let ourselves go. We should always, to an extent, care about the things that we put into our bodies, the way that we should be active, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, still give yourself grace. Think on how far this body has traveled with you. Every bruise, every scratch, every experience, it has been there. Show it some love and affection. Honor it. Start requiring that people meet a certain standard. And, you know, people show up a certain way in order to have access to it. You are not... it irritates me when I hear the saying of like, you have to test drive the whip before you buy it. Oh, God. I don't believe it. God knows every desire of our heart. He knows what we will need out of a partner, out of a relationship, a marriage, all of that, all the ins and outs. How about you start getting specific in your prayers, more specific in your prayers? If that is an area in which you think, well, what if they, you know, don't meet this want or desire that I have in this area, you know, how am I gonna get married to da-da-da-da? Start praying on it more. And do you fully trust that God will show up? Because I think, in a sense, when we act like that and we try to operate and we try to take back control because we think God will not show up for us fully. We doubt him. We're doubting him. He's going to show up, and he's going to show up. I can guarantee. I can guarantee. And you don't have to. You don't have to break any of your rules. You don't have to get beside or step out of character to get what it is that God has for you. Stay true to who you are. It'll save you a lot of heartache. It'll save you a lot of confusion and frustration, a lot of time. I'll just say, misused time. I won't say wasted time, but time that could have been used differently or towards something better. It'll save you that, and just trusting in him and honoring ourselves more. And I'm going to give three pointers and then I'm going to close. We're keeping it short and sweet today. Getting straight to the point. The first pointer that I think will help us in honoring our bodies and just loving our bodies as temples is to stop idolizing. Like I said earlier, we are not called to idolize our bodies, but to simply care for, nurture, and maintain them. Yes, it's easier said than done, because that is all that is being done in society, in culture, in this day and age, this generation, this century, whatever. That is all that is being pushed right now. And it really truly has been pushed for years now as just women. Our bodies have been sexualized and idolized and for years now. And I think you just have to get to a point in the space where you stop idolizing it. You acknowledge that you, I don't want to say you act like it ain't there, but you don't put so much pressure and emphasis on it being so perfect, it looking or meeting some criteria, right? Oh, when I lose and I shed 15 to 30 pounds, I'm gonna be it. Like, it's gonna be it. I'm gonna get my man. Oh, maybe he would like me if, you know, I had bigger chest, or if my butt was bigger, or if my thighs look like this, or if my arms were a little smaller. Oh, my face looks a little fat. That's probably why he ain't speak to me. Oh, maybe if I, you know, we gotta stop. We gotta stop idolizing it and start focusing more internally, because the man and that man that God has for you is going to love every inch of you internally, externally. He's not going to see a flaw in sight. And even in the flaws, he's going to find beauty. Obsessed, honey. Obsessed. He is going to love the very ground that you walk on. There's not a thing that you have to change about yourself. And if there is something that you want to change, he'll be right there supporting you. You want to lose a couple pounds, he'll be right there. Like, okay, babe, we can hit the gym. I'll be right there. You need a gym partner, I got you. You want to love your natural hair more, okay? I will help you. If you need me to hype you up, I got you. Next pointer, disconnect. This is a big one. I just deleted TikTok for good, y'all. Today is gone. It's gone off my phone. Y'all pray for me. Pray I don't re-download it within the next 24 hours. Pray I don't. Just pray I don't. I don't think I will, though, because the effort, this endless scrolling is just the pointless scrolling at that. It just honestly becomes a habit. I don't want it to be stuck in my routine. It's just always, I could be doing better things with my time. The internet cannot be, well, let me say this. The internet can be a place of wonder, beauty, community, friendship, especially if you are creative. It is a space for you to connect with your audience, connect with your people, let them know what you're doing. You know, so if it's used in a sense for business and things like that, that's different. However, it can also be all consuming, creating personal pressure on how we think our homes and bodies should look, how we should think, how we should feel. We start comparing. Comparison is truly the thief of joy. And that is what social media has become. All about comparison. You see a quick glimpse of what could be, to be honest, like 5-month-old picture. And you start to think that your life is somehow behind on that person. You know? It can be a dangerous place if left unchecked. One thing that can cause anxiety and judgment both on yourself and on others, disconnect. If you have to put a timer on the app, do so. If you find yourself, you know, it's nothing wrong. Like for me, sometimes I look and scroll for fashion inspo, kind of style is changing, things like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just knowing your limits, truly, as an individual. If you know you're the type of chick or girl or lady that is going to see other women when you're on social media and start to become envious, start to become a little bit jealous, or you know that you'll feel like insecure, get off. Just get off completely. Don't even tempt yourself. Don't even get on to the app if you know. Or check your following. Who are you following? Make some adjustments. Because maybe it's not, like, maybe that is a factor that plays into it. Maybe the women that you're following are not inspiring you, but I don't know. Whatever it is, if left unchecked, it will produce negative outcomes, I guess you could say, rather than positive ones. As it relates to you growing, as it relates to you becoming more self-aware, as it relates to you trying to heal this relationship with self and truly seeing your body as a temple. So disconnect, ladies. Let's start with disconnecting. I put a timer on the apps, to be honest. And once that timer goes off, if I'm feel like being obedient that day, I'm gonna be transparent. Look, we said we are accountable. If I feel like being obedient that day, then it's, you know, coming off. But if I'm just feeling real disobedient, that spirit of disobedience has just fallen upon me, then yeah, I'm going to keep scrolling for another 5 minutes. But just learn how to just tap yourself on your hand and say, all right, time to get off. Because, you know what? Let me go do something that's going to honor my body. Let me go for a walk. Let me go get something nice to eat, something that's good, that's healthy, that's refreshing. Just do something that'll have greater impact and can be of better use of your time. And lastly, I'll say practice gratitude with that daily affirmation that I did earlier. Let's just start to practice gratitude. The only way we can heal, the only way that we can show up for ourselves wholly and honestly is in practicing gratitude, seeing the beauty of our now, in beauty, in being present, excuse me, seeing that where I am now, how I look now, is all in alignment with where God knew I would be and how he desired me to be. The shape that I am, the size that I am, is all strategic. Did I play a factor? Yeah. Do I have sweets here and there? Yeah. You might be a foodie. You might like a foodie. You might like to eat. You might be a snacker. You might like to snack. So you got a little love handle. Love on that love handle. Little thigh. Love on that thigh. Love on those arms. Love on that little chunky face. Love on those beautiful feet, those hips, all of it. Love on it. Look in that mirror and fall in love. Oh, there's an NDIRE song. What is that song? Oh, where is it from? When I look in the mirror, and the only one there is me. When I look in the mirror, and the only one there is me. Every freckle in my face is where it's supposed to be. And then, what'd she say? And I know my creator didn't make no mistakes on me. Hey, my feet, my thighs, my lips, my eyes, I'm loving what I see. Hey, I'm not the average girl from your video. And I ain't feel like a supermodel, but I learned to love myself unconditionally because I am a queen. I think I had did like a, I used to do those posts on my Instagram story where I would have people vote, or like I would put a question and let them answer. And I think one time I was like, if I was a song, y'all, what song would I be? And I tell you, my people showed love. They showed mad love. And one of my friends had put a video. Yeah, that's what it's called, a video by Diary. I was like, oh, thank you. I literally love that song. Everything is where it's supposed to be. Every single thing, down to the freckle, down to the mole, down to the hair follicles, everything is where it's supposed to be. Heal your relationship with your image of yourself so that when you show up in rooms, there is confidence, confidence, boldness. Nothing more powerful than a woman who sees herself in the fullness of who God created her to be, in the fullness of her beauty. We were made in his image, ladies, in his image. Love on you. That confidence, it radiates. It radiates. One day you may have a little girl and she may look up to you. What are you going to tell her every morning when she looks in the mirror? You're doing her hair and you're getting her ready for school and she's getting ready to go out into the world. What are you going to lay at the foundation? I know one thing. I'm going to have my baby doing affirmations, honey. She's going to know. She's going to know that she's a queen. She's going to be reminded daily. Hey, don't tip that crown down for nobody. Do not tilt that crown for nobody. You are worthy. You are beautiful. Just as you are. And let those other things, you know, just be as they are. Enhancements. Minor enhancements. But you gotta know that there's beauty there at the foundation, period. Like, I don't need this. I don't need these things. But I just like to occasionally add them to my routine because they're a part of self-care. You know? But I don't create a sense of, negative attachment to these things and think that I need them and equate them to my self-worth or beauty. So we're going to close with a prayer. You know, I think that we're just going to make that a thing now. I think I did it like earlier in the podcast when I was first starting out. I did Jewels of the Day and all this other stuff. But I like when we close out with a prayer because before I record, I open with a prayer. Before I record, so I think it's only right that we close out with a prayer, just to seal the deal, because listen, prayer changes things. amen. All right, here we go. Lord, we thank you for blessing us with the gift of life. We thank you for entrusting us to individually carry out the assignments that you have placed upon our lives. Thank you for my body, God. Thank you for the movement of my limbs, the flow of breath in my lungs, the pumping of my heart, the full functioning of my organs. Thank you for seeing fit for me to be a vessel through which you allow life to be produced and to form. I present my body to you as a beautiful temple. Please help me love on this body more. Help me show up for this body. Help me honor this body. Help me see myself the way in which you see me. For we know that we have been created in your image and likeness, and there were no mistakes made. Even in our flaws, you see beauty, and we honor you for that. God, go before us this week and keep us covered in your blood. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. I will see you guys in the next episode. I love you. Peace.